Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 45 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon project, To Think Before We Speak. In this session, the Chafetz Chaim describes how we obtain information when indeed we are justified in doing so. Vida'od, you should know, that if a person needs information about somebody else to clarify their character, l'sachro l'malachto, because you want to hire them, o l'hishtatef, or to partner with them, o laso shidduch, or to do a shidduch with them, even though you have not heard anything bad until this point and you don't have any reason to be concerned, afilu hachi, nevertheless, mutter lidrosh v'lachkar, you are allowed to seek information and find out about the person, even though it may very well result that they will tell you bad things. Dikavanaso letovas atzmo levad, because his entire purpose is to protect himself. Kidei shelo yitzdorech achakach lavo lidei hezek, so that later worse things shouldn't happen. Lidei matza umuriva, great arguments, v'chilul Hashem, and a desecration of Hashem's name when people don't behave. He needs to know if it will be compatible and if the person is a mensch. Ach nira li, says the Chafetz Chaim, there is an important requirement, shetzorech sheyodia, you must let the person know why you're asking these things. And there are a number of reasons why this is so important. One reason, as the Chafetz Chaim explains, is that so the person doesn't think they're doing a prohibition of Lashon Hara or Rechilus. Firstly, they themselves will be on some level in violation if they're saying the Lashon Hara for the wrong reasons. Also, their perception will be everyone's talking Lashon Hara. Even this otherwise observant person asked me, what bad stuff do you have about this other person? There is also another component here, and that is so that the person stays focused on the need and talks with relevance to the topic that you need to obtain information. Even in the description that the Chafetz Chaim gave, these are very different aspects of a person's character. If you're looking to do a shidduch with them, or you're looking to hire them, or their children, or their parents. When you ask in a general sense, what can you tell me about them? You're in a certain way laying them up for failure. And you're not allowed to do that. Sarech shayodia. You have to let them know what the purpose is that you're looking for this information. And as a result, Mechaven Ayidei Sipuro, he's focused when he talks, even if it's negative talk, such that it will be permitted. The Chafetz Chaim in the footnote does us a very good deed in that he role plays the event of obtaining information for us. He writes that many people will think that the best way to obtain information is to schmooze around the topic and to schmooze about other people until you finally get to the person you're really concerned about. And then the person who's giving you the information doesn't even realize that they've imparted the important information. And he says that that's totally wrong. In halacha, it sometimes has its place. It's called mesiach lefitumo, a person who gives you information without even realizing that it was the important information. and in certain ways it may be more reliable. Guy doesn't realize how important that nuance was. But over here, when you're trying to avoid the prohibition of Lashon Hara, it's totally the wrong way to go. The description of schmoozing around ended up with lots of unnecessary Lashon Hara, and it's also a violation of the principle that we said that you're not allowed to induce someone to speak Lashon Hara. Instead, you have to make it clear why you're asking. And so the Chafetz Chaim role-plays the event and says, Yomar lo, tell him, Achi, my brother, Emor li inyan echad, I need you to tell me something, she'ani rotza lidrosh mi'imach, that I am asking of you, lo segazeim, don't exaggerate, rak tomar li kifi ma sha'ata yodeya, tell me in your best judgment the facts. V'lo yiyya alecha isur im tegala li, you will not be in violation if you tell me, because both of us are only looking to be constructive, and we're not looking to degrade anyone. But I need these facts in order to know the shidduch, the hiring, the partnership, etc. V'acha kech yatzia lo sa inyan, and then you can explain what you need. Bevada yashiv lo ha'emes bozeh, the person will tell you the truth, and there will not be a Lashon Hara violation. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.